relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I'm just trying to recover from that news. It didn't sink in properly. Look, I know it's San Francisco. I know it's California. But when there's a unanimous vote in the Board of Supervisors, those are political representatives, to tar, to label, to categorize 5 million Americans as terrorists because they're members of the National Rifle Association, that's, they've stepped beyond the pale. Think of all the people out there. Think of James Hodgkinson, the Bernie Sanders volunteer, who took a rifle and a handgun to a baseball diamond not far from this studio with a kill list of Republican politicians who tried to murder Steve Scalise and almost succeeded until he was shot by Capitol Police officers. What did it take for that man to do that? Who else is out there waiting for an excuse? As our caller said in the last hour, San Francisco has now put a target on the back of every single person who believes in the Second Amendment. I'm reeling from this. I just, in the break, I recorded a short video, a 30-second video. It's up on Twitter expressing what I think about it. I'm going to take your calls. Let it just digest the enormity of what this means for all of us. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. I'm going to get back to the news in a second and your calls, but business has to go on. We have to go on even after things as outrageous as that. And I owe a debt of gratitude. I've got to do it on radio. I don't know if anybody else, if my fellow colleagues do this on Salem, I hope they do. We've just received the spreadsheet of what you have done through our modest efforts here to support those who have escaped the dictatorship in Venezuela, those children, those families who are trapped in Colombia without food, without clean drinking water, and who, through our Food for the Poor campaign, in just 30 days, it ended last week, and we had a target, all of us at Salem, of $380,000. You know what you did? In 1 month, for those who are truly oppressed, who are living in that kind of conditions that people like Bernie Sanders and AOC would create in America, you have raised in 1 month 3 not 300,000, not four, not five, not six, but $730,000. That is who you are. That's why we are fueled by love. The people who are called racists, the conservatives, people who the left called bigots, they're the people who truly care. We don't call our fellow man terrorists. We help them when they are in need. A couple of messages that we've received on this show from those who've donated, and I just want to read a couple of them out. Prayers for the hungry and hurting, and praying that Maduro's reign ends soon. I'm on disability now. This is the best I can do. Wish I had more. God bless you. Righteous work of Angel Aloma. That's the director we had on the show. In memory of Doris. Happy to help those in need. And then this last one. I'm donating in memory of my late wife, Linda. Thank you all. That's what being a Christian, that's what being a mensch, that's what being a servant, a true human being is about. Thank you. Let's go back to the topic of guns. There is quite a fight out there, rhetorical fight, between the new mayor of Chicago and none other than Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz pointed out the number of deaths in Chicago on Twitter, and the Democrat, what is she? What do they call her? She's not bisexual. She's what, lesbian? She's a minority lesbian. I think that's her claim. Those are the qualifications. If you want to be mayor of Chicago, it's who you go to bed with, who you have sex with, and the color of your skin. Great Democrats. That's really Martin Luther King's message to the world. Congratulations. She's short. She's got dark pigmentation, and she likes women. Congrats. That's a real contribution to the legacy of the I Had a Dream speech. Lori Lightfoot didn't like what Senator Cruz said. And he said, she said, 60% of illegal firearms recovered in Chicago come from outside Illinois, mostly from states dominated by coward Republicans like you. Hang on a second. She's calling a senator a coward on Twitter. Isn't this the party that every single day is lecturing us about civility, right? And how the president's so rude. Oh, his naughty tweets. These people. Dominated by coward Republicans like you who refuse to enact common sense gun legislation. And she ends with this. This is style. This is class. Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Keep your name, keep our name out of your mouth. Stylish, classy, classy lady. Well done, San Francisco. Let's get to somebody who doesn't lambast other people the way she does as a mayor, but who talks the truth instead about guns. This is the president who was talking this weekend. I wanted to use this during the holiday, but now I'm back. We have it archived. This is the president on Sunday talking about gun violence and background checks. And this is for all of you out there who are worried, who thinks the president's going to cave. Will you please listen to his words? Cut one.
Background checks. I will say that for the most part, sadly, if you look at the last four or five, going back even 5 or 6 or 7 years, for the most part, as strong as you make your background checks, they would not have stopped any of it. So it's a big problem. It's a mental problem. It's a big problem.
Bingo. Universal background checks. So can we just unpack? We have an article. It's up at our website, sebgorka.com. Don't forget, you relaunched yesterday our brand new service, Gorka's Cabinet. You can join Dr. G's Cabinet for exclusive content, the podcast without the commercials, specials. Go to sebgorka.com and subscribe to our service. It is like nothing else out there. But our latest article today at sebgorka.com, which is free, is about what universal background checks would mean. Think about the caller we had yesterday who was a kid. He's at an auction. He wants to buy a bolt action 22 rifle. And the auctioneer says, hey, does your dad want you to buy that? Calls up his father, says, yes, he has my permission. You wouldn't be allowed to do that. You wouldn't be allowed. Think of if your grandfather wants to gift you. I've been gifted a 22 rifle by a family member. Imagine if somebody wants to give you their shotgun. You wouldn't be able to legally do that. Every single gift of that nature in a family, heirlooms, if you're inheriting, say, a gun collection, you're inheriting it. You would not be legally allowed to. Every single transaction of ownership of firearms in America would have to be permitted by the state and would have to go through a federal check. So who are you punishing when you do that? Law-abiding citizens. Who doesn't care a rip and who's going to ignore them? Yes, everybody who's been ignoring them up to now. All the people in Chicago who, to date, in just 8 months, have killed more than 380 people in Chicago. There's no legislation that's going to stop that. And the Democrats know it, but they want you, the law-abiding citizen, to be unarmed, just like the people on the streets of Hong Kong. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that Balance of Nature works.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And after your third month, we will ship to you at no charge an additional set of fruits and veggies. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Paid for by Oxford Club.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, Protect My Car is announcing a low-cost extended service plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay nothing for auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay nothing for auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-805-1867 now. Drivers who are covered by Protect My Car will not have to pay for a covered repair bill again. This auto coverage is at an all-time low, much lower than what dealerships are charging. Additionally, drivers who activate this auto coverage today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and free car rental at no additional cost. Call Protect My Car for your free quick quote today. 800-805-1867. 800-805-1867. What do you have to lose? Again, 800-805-1867.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-892-2307 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-892-2307 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-892-2307 now and start learning to trade the right way. Call 855-892-2307. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, friends. Yes, indeed. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network on more than 300 stations, platforms, and sundry other devices. You can get us on iTunes, and you can get us now at our special subscription service. It's called Gorka's Cabinet. Just go to sebgorka.com and click the links, and you will get the show without commercials and other exclusive content. That's at sebgorka.com. Look for the Gorka's Cabinet right at the top. We have our second guest of the day with us right now on the phone. He's David Harsanyi, author of Freedom First, A History of the Gun, and senior editor with one of our favorite publications, The Federalist. Follow him at David Harsanyi. That's Harsanyi. David, I wanted to welcome back to the show. I wanted to talk about your piece on James Comey in the New York Post. But before we get to that, given your book about the first freedom, which is the Second Amendment in your analysis, I have to ask you to respond to this news out of San Francisco that they've unanimously voted to declare the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. Just your first response, David.
Well, it's the first time an organization that's never threatened anyone, never hurt anyone, never killed anyone has ever been designated a terrorist group, I think, in the world. And it's just it's disgusting. I really don't know what else to say. You have,
But isn't it dangerous? Isn't it dangerous as well?
Of course it is, because first of all, you're stripping words of meaning. Terrorism is a real thing that's dangerous and that we have to worry about on numerous fronts. And now you're calling a group that's a civil rights organization that's been around forever. They're not perfect, but they're the farthest thing from a terrorist group that you could come up with. So they lobby the U.S. government for the Constitution, for the Second Amendment. So I don't know what's happening to people. They've lost their minds. And maybe it's something more serious than people losing their minds. Maybe it's just an ideological shift among some people and more of them that portends pretty big dangers, I think, if you care about the Constitution.
When you see people like David Hodgkinson trying to kill Republicans at a baseball field close to this studio because he thinks that politically they deserve to die, when you see Antifa beating people up on the streets of Portland, this simply encourages more of that and can have an effect on those who are already looking for an excuse to use violence, surely.
Yeah. I mean, what are you doing? You're dehumanizing people. You're turning them into villains. Dangerous villains. Now, who wouldn't want to kill a terrorist, right? Who wouldn't want to stop a terrorist? It's if you believe Republicans are killing children and putting them in concentration camps and all hyperbolic language, why wouldn't you want to stop them? Someone's going to think that, and they're going to act in that way, and it gets worse and worse as we move forward in this. We have an election coming up, so you can imagine what the language is going to be like then.
Yeah, we only have 426 days to go. Yeah, great. Okay, I'm going to let that stew. We're going to keep talking about it. The call board is almost full. There's only one line left. You can call us on 833-334-6752. If you want the best book on the history of our organic relationship to self-defense and the gun, please order David's book, First Freedom, A History of the Gun. Let's shift gears. Let's go to the reason that I invited you on the show. Congratulations. I love the New York Post. This piece, James Comey is Proof the Deep State is Something to Fear. This really resonated with me, David, because when I was in the White House for the first 2 months, I refused to countenance using the phrase deep state publicly. I thought it was a little bit tinfoil hatty, I thought it undermined the conservative cause. Third month into the administration, I realized, because I saw it with my own eyes, that this is real. Explain to us James Comey's connection with the deep state, David Harsanyi.
Well, listen, I don't think that I can define exactly what the deep state is, but I would say this, that there's pretty good reason for lots of people to be worried about the concept of a deep state, whatever it exactly means, because you have leadership of some of the most powerful organizations in the world, the FBI or, you know, whatever intelligence kind of agencies you're talking about within the U.S. government, who clearly, some of them conspire. I'm not saying that the average person who works in these places did it, but obviously leadership conspired in their own way to undermine the legitimate presidency, you know, a legitimate president who was elected in the way that presidents have been elected from George Washington on. So I think that that's an incredibly dangerous thing for a country. It undermines our belief in the system. It undermines our belief in the law. I don't care if you like Donald Trump, you don't like Donald Trump. I wrote an entire book about Obama and what a terrible president he was. I never once in my life would have been okay with people undermining the will of the voters when it comes to the presidency. I never once said he should be impeached for the things that he did. I don't know. Liberals seem to believe that they can simply wipe away history when it doesn't comport with their belief in how it should be moving forward. So in any event, let me take a step back. So because of that, I think worrying about things like the deep state is a legitimate fear that people have. I was the same way as you. I would almost never use that phrase. But, I mean, I understand why people use it is what I'm getting at.
Okay, so let's just talk about the facts of the matter. We now know from the IG report, we know from Comey's own testimony, from the things you write in your article in the New York Post, this is a man who has admitted to leaking information that was confidential, that was a result of his government work as director of the FBI, to purposefully create a groundswell in the media, in the political left wing, to create a new special prosecutor to investigate the president so that we could gin up this Russia hoax even longer and longer and longer. That seems antithetical to the founding principles of the Republic. What has to happen now, David, for Americans in the next 426 days or 426 days plus 4 years? What needs to happen for us to have faith again in our institutions and rule of law?
I don't know. I mean, we need leadership.
What do you want to see as an American? What does David want to see?
David wants to see good, people, leadership doing the right thing when it comes to, listen, it's going to take a long time for people to regain their trust in these institutions. I think that moving forward, we want to have leadership that doesn't, bend to the will of people who are not elected, who work in government. And I'm not, this isn't to say that everything is democratic, but the president has certain powers given to him. And those, he can fire subordinates. He can make decisions about
policy. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And those are the things that we should. So I'm a big believer in process, and it seems to me like people don't care very much about it anymore. And its importance. These are the guardrails, obviously, of power. And Comey is a perfect example of a kind of, a coward, basically, who
yes.
was protecting himself and didn't like the president for whatever reason, and through that worked with others to create an investigation. But by the way, threw this country into mayhem, into hysteria for 2 years, turned out not to be true, the underlying charge. And what did that bring this country? It just brought us farther apart. It didn't make Donald Trump change. It didn't make liberals change. Nothing changed. We're back to where we started.
Yes, we are back to where we started. We are poorer. We are damaged. The faith in our institutions is also severely, severely dented. Something has to happen. But at least now we know who James Comey is. He is a coward. We've been talking to the Federalist's David Harsanyi. Follow him right now on Twitter, David Harsanyi, Harsanyi. And check out First Freedom. I'm Sebastian Gorka.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr, who knows me as well as anybody living, is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Nobody. Everybody, no hate. Just happy warriors on America First.
I'm glad that John approves of Queen, because if you didn't, I wouldn't let you work here, John. Best band in the history of mankind. I know you had good taste somewhere, even if you're a little bit younger than I am. Thank you. We always save Queen for Fridays, I think, but any day is good. I promised you, I have to share with you, if you're in the Virginia area, come and join us this weekend. It's an amazing, amazing event. Alan Cause, my friend, a former president of the NRA, He has the largest personal collection of tanks in the world. I think he has like 75 tanks, and 50 of them will be on display, and you can ride in some of them this weekend at his open house. It's called the National Museum of Americans in Wartime. It's at Noakesville. It's the Tank Farm Open House, Noakesville, Virginia, September 7th and 8th, 10 a.m. to 4 on both days. They have an amazing – it's not just the vehicles – but it's the reenactors. They have some Marines, active duty, and reservists who dress up in World War II uniforms. Last year, they had a real flamethrower, and they reenacted a battle from Iwo Jima. It was absolutely epic. So if you want to come, roll up to the Tank Farm Open House, Noakesville, Virginia. Check the details. Register at nmaw.org. That is N like November, M like Mother, A-W .org. That's Americans in Wartime Museum. And just have some fun. Let's go to your calls. Line one, Mike in California. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for your great show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I saw that Twitter exchange with Chicago Mayor Lightfoot, I believe her name is.
Yes.
Maybe it should be Lightheaded or Lightbrained or something. Anyway, I actually looked up the FBI Uniform Crime Reports, and I did a little bit of calculations. And it turns out that, as you know, she claimed in her chart that the reason Chicago has all these murders and crimes involving firearms is because she claims the firearms are coming from outside Chicago, elsewhere in Illinois, and other states.
Yes.
Where the gun control laws are not as severe and restrictive.
Right.
And it turns out that, through, based on my calculations, in 2016, that was the third year in her chart, your chart covered 3 years, that Chicago had 9.8 times, so nearly 10 times the murder rate as all the rest of Illinois, not counting Chicago. And this is a big fallacy the fake news media and the Democrats put forth, claiming that firearm availability causes crime, and yet all the places that have greater firearm availability have lower murder rates, lower crime rates, and conversely, where you have more restrictive ability to get self-defense firearms, you have, as you would imagine, much greater violent crime and murder rates.
Right.
And so, if you look at the studies that studied before and after a new gun control law was passed, it turns out gun control increases violent crime wherever it has any effect at all. Sometimes there's no effect. The crime rate stays on the same trend it was on, but oftentimes it increases violent crime. Gun control never, ever reduces violent crime, but the news media lies about this all the time.
So this is to live in Mayor Lightfoot's world, you have to think of the following. There's Chicago, where you can't get a handgun, no gun stores, and guns are walking by themselves from outside of Illinois. They're just getting on the Greyhound by themselves, an AR-15, a Ruger automatic, and they're getting on the bus, and they're ending up in downtown Chicago. They're on the south, and then suddenly they start shooting people!
All by themselves.
All by themselves!
By the way, she also mentioned in one of her two tweets, she mentioned that the Republicans will not support common sense gun control laws, and the Democrats and the news media are lying. It's fake news, it's lies. Every time you hear the word gun violence and every time you hear the word common sense, gun, usually they call them gun safety laws.
Yes.
So those are actually three lies. Because first of all, by gun violence, they're combining suicides and homicides.
Yes,
artificially
yes,
up the numbers.
Yes.
And they don't care about all the violent crimes that do not involve firearms, like my friend who was brutally beaten and raped by a guy with a box cutter at a real estate office where she worked when she was left there alone, and a guy had two prior convictions for rape, was let out.
I think you've mentioned this before.
He had a monitor on his ankle. Mike,
hang on a second. I think you've told that story. Let me go back to what you said previously. Are you on social media?
I was, but Twitter shadow banned me, and then they shut my account down.
Okay, because your analysis is really valuable, that when you're outside of Chicago, you have nine times less likelihood of suffering from violent crime, from gun crime.
Almost 9.8 times higher murder rate in Chicago.
So, Mike, I really appreciate the call. I think if you can, get back on social media, post this information, because that's how we're going to win. That's why America First is here. That's why Salem is here, pushing back on the lies. And if you do that, if you get back on, tag me, because this is how the mayor of Chicago and the Democrats are lying. Great job, Mike. Superb. The best callers are on America First. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Back to your calls in a moment. Relief Factor is the product. It is the genius result, the invention of Pete and Seth Talbot. two men, father and son team, who are on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain. And they're doing it right now for tens of thousands of my fellow Americans who take Relief Factor every day for their back pain, their neck pain, their shoulder, hip, knee, whatever it is. And the key thing is, it works. And it can be at your doorstep in just 3 days' time. If you are in any kind of pain, doesn't matter where it is, you have options, right? You can take painkillers, salves, you name it. But this is non-prescription. It's natural, it's non-synthetic, and it doesn't have any negative side effects. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. I take it. It's relieved my back pain. How about you? Go to relieffactor.com. Order your three-week quick starter pack, $19.95. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. Next, one of your favorites, one of mine, Charlie Hurt, is on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network.
I'm Mike Ferris, president of Alliance Defending Freedom, and this is your Freedom Minute. Berenell Stutzman is an award-winning floral artist, grandmother, business owner, and a Christian. Berenell serves all who come into her flower shop, including one of her favorite customers, Rob, for nearly a decade. When Rob asked her to design floral arrangements for a same-sex wedding, she couldn't accept this request because of her religious faith about marriage. So she held Rob's hands and told him that. They hugged and parted ways. Since then, the government and the ACLU have relentlessly pursued Berenell. The ACLU's lawsuit threatens to take every penny she's got. ADF will ask the Supreme Court to hear her case.
Alliance Defending Freedom provides help at no cost to those whose freedom is attacked, but they can't do it without your help. To join the fight, call 866-954-3388 or visit yourfreedomfund.org/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. You've heard about our Solera infrared grills at BestHotGrill.com, but did you know we also make the best gas logs for your fireplace? You've probably seen Rasmussen gas logs and fireballs on TV and in the movies. We've got sizes to fit all fireplaces, styles to fit every decor, and we even do custom designs for large and unusual fireplaces. Lighting these logs is as easy as pushing a button. Realistic Rasmussen gas logs look great even when the fire is off. For regions prone to power outages, gas logs are an excellent source of emergency heat with no electricity required. We've been making them since the 50s, so you can buy a Rasmussen gas log with confidence. So go to besthotgrill.com to find the products you need to keep you warm inside and outside of your home while eating great grilled food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com, besthotgrill.com.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Okay, all right, stand by.
Oh, yeah.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America First.
You know, there are some people in this crazy, crazy media world, this world of politics, who when you hear them, when you see them, when you are told they're coming up, it's like a breath of fresh air. Not many of them, truth be told, but one of them is my next guest. He is Charlie Hurt. Charlie Hurt was on the show once a while ago, and then I was dinging him to come back. He promised he'd come into the studio. I'm pestering him while I'm on vacation, and what do I find out? Of course, Charlie's not only on vacation, he is dove hunting with his son, sends me a photograph. Charlie, did you have a good time with your kids?
Oh man. But I tell you, you know, I'm not the marksman that you are. But there was a time when I could see and I could actually hit things. I can't hit anything anymore.
Hey, LASIK. LASIK is great.
Here's the great thing, though, is that if you have sons and you teach them to shoot, and I mean these guys can grab a dove out of the sky going 45 miles an hour at, you know, 50 yards. And so now that they're out there shooting and they shoot great, I take credit for every bird they kill, because the way I see it, I didn't give them fish. I taught them how to fish. And so they can take care of themselves for the rest of their life.
I tell you one thing. I don't care. This is not, Friday is our Second Amendment Day, but I don't care because this is America. Mm. The most important thing I'm concerned, you know, nice handwriting, I get it. Sitting up straight at dinner, not wiping your nose on your shirt sleeve, I get it. But if you can accurately shoot a 20 bolt action 22 by the age of 10, you're pretty golden for life, as far as I'm concerned, Charlie. What do you think?
Absolutely. And with bird hunting, the thing I love about bird hunting is that, and I'm not a terribly social guy, but it is a very sociable sort of hunting. It's not like sitting in a deer blind for hours on end at daybreak. You're standing around, there are dogs running around, there are dogs that are supposed to be trained to retrieve the birds. The greatest accomplishment for a 12 or 13 year old boy, in my opinion, is to learn when a bird is flying low and he knows there's a hunter on the other side of the cornfield, and he decides that he doesn't see sky behind the bird.
Yes.
So he decides not to shoot, and that's a sign of manhood. It's the sharpest sign of manhood that I know, because it's thinking of your fellow man,
right,
or woman or whatever, and it's foregoing the exhilaration of the moment of killing that bird by being considerate of others and sort of sublimating that instant desire, because you know you always want to kill the bird, you want to see him fold up and feathers explode everywhere, and he goes and he thumps on onto the field, and the dog goes and retrieves it. And being able to learn as a kid, as a 12-year-old, not to take that shot because it's not a safe shot.
Well,
man,
I didn't think Charlie Hurt would come on the show today to criticize Dick Cheney, but look, anything's possible. Charlie, I don't know if you're still on vacation. I really appreciate you being on the show, but have you heard the news that has just blown my mind today? I don't usually am at a loss for words, but have you heard the news out of San Francisco?
I don't know that I have.
Okay, so just now, we opened the show. I dedicated a couple of segments to it. The call board is absolutely full with calls, because the Board of Supervisors, in a unanimous vote yesterday, have decided in San Francisco to officially declare the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. Charlie Hurt, I'm glad you're laughing, but isn't this indicative of what's happened to the left?
Yeah, and it's why Donald Trump's going to win re-election in 2020. They have just completely become unhinged. And, you know, and I think we talked about this last time. You know, I know a lot of Democrats and a lot of sort of old-style, you know, your old-style liberals, which, of course, is complete. Those people are completely not allowed in the Democrat Party anymore,
right,
or at least this fringe Democrat Party. But they have a good argument for wanting to see Donald Trump replaced. They want to get him out of office, and they want to get some Democrat in there. I don't agree with them on all that, but whatever. Those Democrats who've been Democrats their entire lives are being so disserved by idiots like these politicians in San Francisco, who so fundamentally do not understand the most basic human rights of being able to protect your family and to protect your neighbors. And also, by the way, also minimizing the real threat and the real evil that is actual terrorists.
But hang on, it's not just disagreeing with somebody politically. you are endangering the lives of 5 million people. When you say you are a terrorist and you're in a political position of prominence, that's what dictatorial regimes do to dehumanize people, surely, Charlie.
Yes, yes. And here's, you know, there's another thing here. You know, people love to talk about the NRA, and I get it if you're a Democrat to talk about, oh, the you know, Republicans are afraid of the NRA. No, they're not. They could care less about the NRA. They're afraid of running afoul of the millions and millions and millions of Americans out there who do understand our most basic fundamental rights from God.
People who like to go shooting with their sons.
Exactly. And people who like to go out shooting. And here's the other thing. The other thing is that you know, the other way of that they like to vilify the NRA is to act like they're some evil lobbying group. Well, you know, the last time I checked the United States Constitution, the First Amendment protected the right of the people to petition their government.
Yes.
Which is what the NRA does. And you may not like the NRA, or you may not like their tactics or the way they do it, but that's all they're doing, is they are petitioning the government on behalf of the citizens. And I really don't understand why those people have such a hard time with that.
Charlie, can we hold you on for just one more short segment?
Yes, let's do it.
All right, we are talking to Charlie Hurd of the Washington Times. And most important of all, I don't know why it's not on the top of his Twitter feed. It needs to be that he is the author of Still Winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why They're Going to Do It Again. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States. This is the Salem Radio Network. I need all of you out there. We've got 426 days to go to be at the top of your game in fine fettle. And that means what? Eating healthily. We don't always do it. I know it. I love junk food myself. But there is a way to get healthy easily. It's called Balance of Nature. It's invented by Dr. Douglas Howard, who we had in studio recently. It is the healthiest way to get the vital nutrients you need every day. Listen to my friend Joe Piscopo, actor, entertainer, New York radio host, on what you can expect when you join me in taking Balance of Nature.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to like getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
Just those six little capsules a day are your 10 servings of 31 fruits and vegetables. Go to balanceofnature.com right now, online, or you can call them at 800-246-8751 for the best pricing and free shipping. And after 3 months, you're going to get a free set of fruits and vegetables because of your loyalty. Balanceofnature.com, discount code G-O-R-K-A, or call wonderful number 800-246-8751. But whichever way you do it, you've got to use the secret code G-O-R-K-A, balanceofnature.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Charlie Hurd right after these messages.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
Hi, Dennis Prager here. I want to let you know about a new product available at the Prager Store. It's offering the audio version of the Rational Bible Genesis on CD. If you or someone you know has a problem reading small print, or if you prefer to just sit back and enjoy the story, the audio version on CD is an excellent way to experience the teachings of my book. The Rational Bible, the Genesis volume, is narrated by the extraordinary Tom Parks. He's been recording bestsellers for 30 years. I personally picked him. Reviewers describe his readings as conversational, energetic, earnest, and sincere. He narrated Exodus, and you will love listening to him read Genesis. Writing this book has been part of my life's mission. Listening or reading, I hope these are life-changing for you. In fact, I know they will be. Of that, I am absolutely certain. In fact, even the living martyr who knows me as well as anybody living is listening to the book on audio. Very touched. And you liked it, didn't you? Loved it. To buy the Rational Bible Genesis audiobook or the autographed hardcover, go to PragerStore.com.
Welcome back, my friends. 2016 was historic. 2020 will be even more significant. You know they're going after everything, the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and your health care. Don't let them. AARP wants to help the Democrats nationalize Medicare. Don't let them. If you're over the age of 50, if you want your health care to stay in your hands, join AMAC right now. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com, GorkaForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-4824. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. GorkaForAMAC.com, 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens. Charlie Hurt is on the line. He is the author of a fabulous book called Still Winning, Why America Went All In on Donald Trump and Why We Must Do It Again. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Hurt. Charlie, are you wearing seersucker in that photograph on Twitter?
I think I probably am.
Very smooth.
I'm standing in a tobacco field too. Whenever I tell people in D.C. that I'm from a small tobacco town in Southern Virginia, they always look at me and they say, "Is it still legal to grow tobacco in this country?"
Are you serious?
Oh, dead serious. I can't tell you the number of people who have said that to me.
Charlie, you
out of touch. People are.
Yeah, they are, and they're out of touch with real style, including seersucker. I have to ask you one question. We've got 2 minutes left. You are always so optimistic. The title of your book is optimistic. What gives you that optimism in the next 426 days? Why do you think we're going to choose the right man again?
Well, I do think that it's going to be tough, and I think it's going to be very hard, and there are a lot of obstacles, and we cannot be complacent for 1 minute. But I have to say that for all the hysteria that you and I have to see every single day living around here in Washington, you know, when you get out of this bubble and you get into regular, normal American,
right,
people are really smart and they understand politicians and they understand this stuff so much better than the people in Washington do. And I have just an undying faith in the voice of the American people to make good decisions. And I'm always very content with the decisions that they make.
What's the most important thing in the last 60 seconds we have with you, Charlie Hurt? What's the most important thing the president has to do in the next 426 days to make sure that we have a second Trump term?
I think that continuing all the fights that he is, whether it's with trade with China or whether it's building the wall on the border, all of those things, continuing those fights and never backing down. Never, ever giving an inch on any of those things. And I think that Republicans and a lot of the Democrats that he stole in 2016 will come back and support him again.
Yeah, I have faith. I don't do predictions, but I know one metric. We had a massive, massive silent majority in 2016. Under the last 3 years, there's no way it hasn't expanded. Follow this man right now, Charles Hurt, on Twitter, and get his fabulous book, Still Winning. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First here on the Salem Radio Network, live from the ReliefFactor.com studios and broadcasting on YouTube as we speak. Don't touch that dial.
Sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976 and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.